What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. All right, so it is Friday. It is noon. It is time for Cars on the Move. And today on Cars on the Move, we have NARS, NARS 2023 Repo Summit. Ty is live in Orlando at Repo Summit. It's our first time going live from Repo Summit, where auto repossession is the name of the game, lenders, repo agents, etc. Before we jump in with Ty, please do leave a like if you got an extra one. See if you can find one somewhere, anywhere. We're about to join Ty live in Orlando. Jump in the live chat if you've got a question, if you've got a thought. We're talking about lenders and repossession and car hauling, where auto transport meets auto repossession. And it's complicated. It's very complicated. So please do feel free to jump in. Here's what I'm going to do. I'll go ahead and set up some of the information. Oh, there he is. He's getting his camera ready. It's Repo Summit 2023. And it's happening right now. It's their final day. We're going to be live. You're going to see Ty live here in a minute in Orlando at NARS 2023. You go to reposummit.com. Now, do you know about the Repo Bunch? About a month or two ago, this crazy idea came about, which was, hey man, let's make a show where we really embrace the auto repossession gang. You can hear it in the background, right? I turned on the audio there. And because we did this show, The Lot is Full. Here, let me go ahead and mute that for a second. We did this show, The Lot is When the Lot is Full. So, like, I don't know if you know this, but repo lots get full of cars, and they don't like that. So when you can't pick it up, they're not happy about that. And so we're learning more about what's the problem? What's the bottleneck? Well, so Ty is live at Repo Summit to share ideas, learn more about it. In fact, he's on a transportation panel this afternoon. Again, you go to reposummit.com, link in the live chat. Now, we realize this isn't the biggest draw, right? But we have to talk about it. We're trying, and over time, this will be something we'll look back upon and be like, man, we're really glad we did that. There's the transportation crisis now. It's 1 o'clock Eastern, so this is in 2.5 hours. He's going to be with that. Here's a picture. It's a pretty packed house. We'll ask Ty more about this. And then, I think he can hear me. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay? Check.
Yeah, I can. Really good. I'm in Orlando. Remember this guy?
Corey. Hey, Corey Cox, what is going on, man? What's happening?
Corey Cox, what's going on? Are you having a good time?
Of course. I'm having an even better time now that you're
Jay
here.
Jay and Ty are on the scene.
Okay, awesome. Take it away.
Okay, so you've been here for several days.
Yeah, we got here Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And they've had something going on every day that you've been here, right?
Yeah, essentially.
The real kickoff was yesterday.
Yeah, the real kickoff was yesterday, and then it continued through today with different breakout sessions, different seminars, you know, little tidbits, state of the industry type of stuff. So
have you learned anything?
Absolutely. You always learn something. If you're not learning, you're dying.
You're dead.
That's it.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not there. So help me out. Tell me something interesting. Yeah, I'm not there.
One,
I don't know.
He wants to know one thing you learned. Tell me something crazy. Be specific.
That Orlando is very hot.
Orlando's muggy and hot. I'm sweating.
Okay,
we're here.
We're
sweating.
Going again. Take two.
Take two.
I mean, tell me something. Like, what's some brutal truth? What's going on?
Brutal truth. What's really happening?
It's continued talks with the state associations, really just kind of all working together, coming together to work with the clients to be able to, you know, bridge that gap and really develop a deeper relationship full of transparency, you know, collaboration and taking the industry from where it was, you know, 20 years ago and bringing it into, you know, the new era, right? Like, it doesn't need to be so secretive and dark anymore. It doesn't need to be, you know, super spy, like, you know, stealth, right? So we're just trying to work with each other and give each other a better understanding of what they do, on their side of the house. And then that way we can just kind of get a good feel for it. And then we have, like, demos where we had all the lenders out in the parking lot, and we're showing showing them the how to load a truck, you know, how to put on dollies, so on and so forth, like we did before, right? So, and it's mind-blowing because they don't really ever understand what it is that we're talking about when we're doing these fee requests and telling them that we're having to, get approval for dollies because, you know, it's something with an electric parking brake or all-wheel drive. But when they get out here and they see it firsthand, they get a whole new understanding. Their perspective changes. And it's like, oh, that's not easy, right? You got a guy that's out here at 2 o'clock in the morning in the worst neighborhood in the world, picking up two 70-pound, wheel assemblies, putting two large bars underneath you, you know, and having to pick it up and get all this done, you know, within, a 3 to 5 minute period so we can get out and get, you know, to a safe area. So it's good. I mean, the talks, the vibe, the feel of it, it's definitely one of the best NARS that I've been to in a long time. I think there was over 700 people that registered. So it was rather large. We're seeing new faces and people are coming in asking new questions. And we've got a lot of people who are also very interested in the state associations and developing their own state association if they don't have one. So,
yeah. Who is the guys right here just a second ago? That was Illinois Association.
AIR. Yeah, they're the ones that kind of started off the whole started the whole ball rolling, if you will. They kind of came together and they were addressing some unfair practices that were within the industry. And, it's a very small knit group up in Chicago. And
Repo Ryan is back
together
there
and say, we're not doing it.
Repo Ryan. There he is.
Yeah, I saw Repo Ryan.
I was sneaking in to say
I know I heard him. And, yeah, what's up, Ryan?
I heard you. Where's Ryan been?
I'm here.
You're here?
Right.
I met some of your buddies a minute ago. Yeah. They said David Johns,
yeah.
He wants me to come and see you guys.
Absolutely. Be more than welcome anytime.
Did you hear that? That happened a minute ago before we went live.
And, nobody leaves.
Well, I've been to Corey's. They said, well, it's a little different. Go ahead. I'll see.
Well, I'll just say, keep Corey, keep different. Ryan, don't keep the crowd growing. I want to see these guys. Because, yeah, keep going.
Repo
keep
Ryan,
going, Corey.
He'll come back. Okay, I've got good. More. He's
All
busy.
All right.
Corey.
Yeah.
Keep going. What?
But I mean, essentially that was it, you know, so that's kind of what the whole feel is for this year. And like I said, Orlando's hot and we're trucking right on. And actually I'm going to be driving a race car later. So stay tuned.
Ooh,
here.
Yeah,
we're going to get that on video.
So
I want to definitely get that on video.
I want to talk to, do me a favor.
Say pause the video and say that's
yeah.
He's going to be driving here shortly.
Oh, we're going to meet a new guy. Go ahead, Jay.
Let's meet him. Who is this?
I just met this guy. Tell me your name again.
Chris.
Chris? This is Chris. Chris is in North Dakota.
Yep, North Dakota.
And you have a repo agent.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Chris was just telling me some crazy stories. And this is what Corey's talking about. Okay. This is my buddy Jay.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
You can't hear him. I can.
Okay.
But so one more time. Darren?
Nick. Chris.
Indy Asset Recovery.
Indy
Asset Recovery.
Indy Asset Recovery. Indy that's the name of your company.
Yes, sir. Got it.
Indy Asset. And what was your name? One more time.
Chris.
Chris. Anderson. Okay, sorry. All right. So Chris is in North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Repo and cars.
Yep.
And we're standing here talking. Just met him. And I'm like, oh wow, you transport your cars too? I was kind of being smart aleck, wasn't I?
IndyAsset.net.
He's got your link in the live chat
for
the audience. So we're promoting you and your company.
Sweet.
Right now.
Yeah, we do our own transport. And so everything we repossess, we transport ourselves. And we take and try to get the cars moved off a lot quicker than.
Okay, so tell me the story you were just telling me, minus a couple of names, about they were calling you and saying, how come the cars aren't at the auction? Don't say that name. But remember what you were telling me a minute ago?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me that story one more time.
Wasn't getting paid, so I shut them off, and they cars didn't leave my lot. And then another transport showed up to get it, and I said, oh, no way. And I got paid today.
Like 10 grand, right?
Yep.
So they're yelling at you, and this is why we're here, Joe. These conversations are happening inside. I'll go ahead and show you inside in a minute. But this Chris is actually talking to those people.
Yes, sir.
They're here, and he's telling them, let me explain the problem, right? You
explain the problem. I need paid. Can't do it for free. Trucks don't run on air. Drivers don't drive for free. And bills have got to be paid. So, you know, I need to perform the work. I need to get paid.
Yeah. So no other transport guys come on your lot except you.
Yep.
You don't have any transport issues because it's a from key womb to tomb.
Yep.
It's womb to tomb is what it is.
It is.
You got the assignment. You went and repoed the car. You did all the steps when the car got back to your lot. You've got more than one lot too, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. So we have lots in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Williston, and Spokane, Washington.
Wow.
And then an interesting stat you told me, I said, okay, well, how far away is the auction?
487 miles.
487 Whoa. Miles. For us, that's a long way.
Yeah.
We're short mile long going.
So we don't have the luxury of having an auction 2-3 miles away from us. You know, we gotta transport them. So our drivers, they go over, and with the, you know, hours of service, they run straight over, deliver. They have to go get a hotel room, spend the night, and then come back the next morning to get another load.
And I think, wow. didn't you say you're doing rollbacks?
Yeah, rollbacks.
Four-car rollbacks?
Four-car rollbacks.
So you're hauling 3-4 at a time?
3-4 at a time, depending on the size of the unit and weight issues.
And issues. So, isn't that cool? This is
wow.
a really cool guy.
I got to
really
tell you, cool honestly, this is so awesome. I love this story.
We brought a race car down here that is sponsored by DRN.
Oh, is that the one inside there?
Yes, that's my race car.
Oh, okay, I got a picture.
Wow. Yeah, and so I'm going to let Corey here, when we pull it out of the showroom, I'm going to let him get behind the wheel and take a spin around the parking lot.
Whoa, we got a video of that too.
Wow,
that's
Chris.
Awesome. A sponsored to get
what's,
here.
What's his Repo email guy, address? I want to email guy. This guy.
What's your email?
My email is orders@ndasset.net.
orders@ndasset.net.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Net. Thank you.
He said thank you.
Yep,
he'll
no problem.
Send you an email. Or
sweet. And you can get me on my website. I have a contact me on my website that comes right to me also.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We like guys like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We try to have fun and try to, you know, do what we can do.
Really cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank
wow.
you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll visit.
Yes, sir.
We'll hear Jay awesome. Be in touch with you.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Then I met this guy right here.
Oh, cool.
This guy says, sometimes you can't always be that transparent. At the... No, I'm kidding.
Isn't that the
technology?
No go.
Now, some people just don't like cameras, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay,
hey, man.
So
it's not for everybody.
We just ate here, right? Can you see?
Yeah.
Okay, so we just ate, and guess who I sat ate lunch with?
Who?
Najee. And
oh,
Casey.
Najee. You did? No way. You had lunch with Najee and Casey.
We had the, you know, I'm going to be on the stage with them shortly.
Yeah.
Okay. No joke. We're sitting there doing the show before the show.
Yeah.
We're having the most. And the guy is actually listening to me.
Wow.
Hold on, right here. Look at this guy. Hey, Ron Buggy.
Oh, it's Casey.
Say hi to my friend Jay.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What's up, Casey? How you doing? Good to see you.
It's been going so far.
Awesome, man.
Going
cheers.
Great. Balancing, doing the work from back home with the conference attendees and meeting people here. So it's been really wonderful.
Have you ran great. Into any other brokers here?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few.
Really?
Yeah.
What about technology companies? I saw ACV Mike guy was here.
Ah, okay.
Did you
I
see
have
him?
Not talked to the ACV guys yet, but you need to go say hi to them.
I think
so attendees, 650 people.
That's a lot.
Pretty that's good.
Corey was just, that's like a new record, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. This is a sleeper conference. Nobody knew about it.
Right.
I didn't know about it. I love it. These
wow.
people are awesome.
That's big.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, so I was just telling Jay, we were having lunch. I got to sit at the table with Ron Buggy and Cox. Najee and Casey, I was telling how excited I was and how we even got to do a little bit of a pre-show for a presentation.
Nice to be able to have a little preparatory conversation.
Yeah, it was really, I thought it was great. I enjoyed it. Anyway, thanks, Red Buggy.
Good to see you, Jay.
Thanks.
Hey, good seeing you, Casey. Right on.
All
right.
See you.
Right on. All right, awesome.
Oh, there did my other guy go? I just had a guy I wanted to introduce you to. He's the broker guy. Another broker guy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. The 650 is a lot more than I would have thought.
Well, like, it's really cool crowd. I mean, good people.
That is, that's really cool.
These are your real boots on the ground people. I mean, these
hey,
are you guys.
That we're live right now at NARS 2023 Repo Summit. This show's already half over, something like that. So we're live with Ty. You're at the, what are you at, Shingle Roof Creek, what?
Shingle something. Yeah,
Shingle Creek.
Shingles.
Something about
shingle.
Shingles. Shingle Creek.
Rosen.
Rosen Shingle.
This is
oh, that's the room.
Look,
oh, wow. That is
Tom.
Big. Oh, wow.
Can you guys say hi real quick?
No way. That's awesome.
Say hi to Jay.
Nick Zulovich. Hey, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
Nick. Hey.
Todd. You guys know Todd, right?
Oh, he knows, yeah.
What's up, Todd? Well,
Todd's going to be on stage today, too.
Yeah, this first one.
First one. And Todd, we just met a guy out there, Chris, from North Dakota. He does repo and transport. And he said transport guys don't come on his lot.
He doesn't let them on our lot either unless they go out of state.
Out of state.
I don't want to go there.
So his, he said his average mileage was... what did he say? 486?
487 to the auction.
487. What's your average?
Mileage to where? An auction? Oh, no. Probably 30 miles.
Yours is closer.
Exactly.
But we do have 100, a couple of them that are, we go daily that are 100 miles plus.
Not, okay. No more than 200, though.
No. 100 miles.
Bang, bang, bang. All in state. How often do you get cars that go out of state?
Probably only about 10% of everything we recover goes out of state.
What's his area again?
Indiana.
Indiana, right. Indiana.
IRS.
Indiana Recovery.
Yeah.
Darcy's
right.
On his
Darcy's been on the show.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well,
man.
I got to colleague has been multiple times as well.
Who?
Joe Overby with
Joe. Jared yeah, Joe. Joe's Joe been on. We got to get you on. How come we can't get Nick on?
Y'all have an ass.
Oh, okay. Well, you're next.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Hey. Okay, Nick is coming on ATI.
We just made a deal.
Nick. Yeah, he's coming on. Nick. Yeah, awesome.
You got his contact, Jay?
No. I must, right? I'll find it.
We'll get you through LinkedIn.
All right, I'll contact Nick. That's great. Okay, he's got to come up with a topic. Start working on those note cards.
Get a topic on the note cards, he said.
All right, cool.
This guy keeps dodging me. There he is, over here.
So wait, we just learned something. We need to start asking people. It's time we got to make the rounds and start asking people again.
What are we asking?
I didn't know that, to come on the show and make a show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what we
got
to do.
Shoot, man, that's great. All right.
I got you trapped now.
I
saw you running from me like that. I was like, dude, you keep running. I'll catch you. Right? That's the way
How are you?
This is my buddy Jay I was telling you about.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
How you doing?
Eric with Car Shuttle.
Yes, sir.
Wait till you find out what this guy does. Tell us what you do.
So I have an investigation company.
Ooh.
Where we locate vehicles for banks. I also locate people for attorney's offices. The vehicles that I pick up for the banks, I then offer to transport them anywhere in the nation that they want. So I actually have two corporations. One is Legend Investigation Service, and the other one is Car Shuttle.
Car Shuttle. We had a great talk last week.
We had a great talk. I appreciate
it. We had a ton of back and forth dialogue, some slamming ideas all over the place.
Yeah, it was really good.
Got you thinking?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely did.
So you're always looking for carriers, is that right?
Always. Nationwide. Okay. I'm a nationwide broker.
Well, ATI, this channel that Jay founded, has a lot of carriers that watch. And one of the goals of ATI is to educate the carrier to be better for you. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And vice versa. It goes back to I'm pretty hard on the carrier, but.
I beat up on the other guys, so we're a team.
It's a team. Yeah, he beats up on the corporate, and I beat up on the little guy trying to do the job. We're just always,
What's Eric's company's name?
It's Car Shuttle, and then the other one was...
Legend Investigation Service.
Legend Investigation Service. Are you the skip tracer guy?
Legend?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was out there, and I was talking to this other guy.
Investigation.
Legend Investigation
Services.
Service.
Okay, cool. I can tell that he's, like, he talks kind of quiet. Right. He makes sure. I like the way this guy talks. I believe he does a great job. I can tell.
He likes the way you talk. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have you on the show. We got information.
Awesome.
You got my name. Call me anytime. I'll help you. What we can do.
Right.
If you ever start looking for carriers, you got my name.
What area? Let's see. I'm gonna go to the website here. I'm just really curious. Wow. Even a great website. Look at this website. I'm going to share this.
Share the website.
There's something about Eric that I can tell. He gets down to business. Legend Investigation Service. Legendary Resolution 866. I mean, nationwide, dude. Lots of legal. Because this business gets very legal. Skip tracing, all that stuff. Still don't know where he's located. But yeah, there's a lot to learn about this vertical. That's what I'm kind of, let's see, about us. Wow, look at all this legal investigation. Wow. Then that's another thing.
Crazy.
What's interesting too is like, yeah, Auto Haul doesn't have this like legal side.
Uh-huh.
Right? And even when we talk about CFPB and stuff, like,
yeah. Oh, you know, I'm back. Okay, like, look.
Whoa.
This is where I'm going to be today.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, look at that. Look how big this room. And you know what's funny? I've come to all these, it's full. Like, these guys aren't playing.
Yeah, I saw that. No, it really is full. It's neat.
There's everybody.
Well, you know what? There isn't anybody, there's nowhere for everybody else to go, right? Meaning like...
right, no, distractions. That's the key word.
Captive audience. Distractions. Yeah.
Captive audience. Yeah, where are you going to go? Okay, now if you want, I'll take you into the...
Yeah, take me in.
Expo.
We'll do the final segment. Yeah, take me in.
Yeah, wrap it up with the expo. Here's what I want to really hit home, and I'm seeing it, because you know me and I get around, right? I think people are actually trying to talk now. And I think people are actually trying to figure out how to make it better. I mean, sitting at the table with Najee from Mannheim was crazy. And he was really listening. I mean, it was nuts. I'm shaking. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, you crazy.
So, yeah, if we can do that. So, hey, Joel Kennedy. No way.
Who's the expo? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Joel Kennedy.
Nothing to love.
So sure. Appreciate you, buddy.
This guy. Yeah. Love this guy.
Thanks,
yeah.
Joel. Okay, ready? Here we go. Watch this.
That's a busy expo, too, man. This conference is awesome.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. Oh, Harding Brooks, would you look at it? Look at it.
I met that one guy, Connor, earlier, and there's another guy. I can't remember who he is. Oh, the guy in the blue shirt. That blue shirt. I can't remember. Let's see if we can say hi to him.
Okay.
Tell us about Harding Brooks. See my buddy Jay?
Hey.
This is where Renee hangs out.
Yes, this is
all the time.
Exactly.
No, on our show.
Oh, okay.
This is our show.
Oh, okay.
This is, we're doing it now. We're promoting Harding Brooks.
Oh, we appreciate that.
That's what we talk about all the time. You guys are really getting into the car hauler world too, right?
Yeah.
The car hauler market?
Yeah, we've increased our program for years was just repo. And then a lot of our guys were starting to get into the auto hauling market, and it was a natural progression.
We just met two guys that do it.
Yeah.
Chris up in North Dakota. He hauls transport guys, and then Todd, Todd and Darcy.
Todd and Darcy, yeah.
And then there was another, I think Repo Ryan does his own now, too.
Okay.
Repo Ryan, Illinois guys.
Yeah, and we're actually now, we're doing not just people that are repo, and we're not doing just the extension off that. We're doing actual auto hauling specialists. So it's been good.
So we can start sending some people your way?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay. Yeah. We'll do it.
Good.
Because, I was talking to, eating lunch, this lady, she does claims.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say her name was Victoria. I don't know. But anyway, I said, hey, do you know that the new guy who wants to get into car hauling right now can't afford insurance? He can't.
Right.
It's stupid. I mean, like $3,500 a month.
Yeah.
For a little one ton and a little three car trailer. What do you do?
Yeah. It's a very difficult market to get into.
Oh, I know what we do.
Essentially, if you're not,
yeah,
if you're not in the market already.
So here's what I tell people every time. So because of our show, they call us.
Yeah.
Ty, I want to be a car hauler. Okay, fine. Number one, I don't need to know the answer you do. Can you live 12 months without a check starting right now? And is your credit score good? Right? That's my number one. I don't need to know you do. So go ahead. Next is, who's your customer? Right?
Yeah.
You want to haul cars? What are you doing?
You got to have somebody pay you.
Who is it? Right? So as we talk about these things, we get to the insurance, and the insurance is always a killer.
Yeah.
It just, they're gone. Then we found out a statistic the other day. Do you know what the average life expectancy of a car hauler is right now? A new guy? 1.72 years.
Wow.
Gone. And so they're not coming in as fast and they're leaving faster. So how are we going to move cars? Jay? Thanks. Good to visit with you.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Awesome.
Huge shout out. Oh, these are my Arkansas friends. Cabot, Arkansas, right here.
Yes, sir.
Told you about my show, right?
Yeah.
This is my buddy Jay.
Hey.
We're live right now.
Right now.
And we're talking to everybody.
What's up?
That's cool.
They're in Cabot, so we had a lot in common to talk about. Car hauling, auctions.
Yeah.
Company names?
We did some networking last night. Company name.
Yes, sir.
What's your company name?
McMillan Recovery.
McMillar?
McMillan.
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 He's going to put you in the live chat.
Well, that hurts, huh? She talks about
it. Yeah. People want everybody to see her. Come on.
McMillan Recovery. McMillan Recovery. Okay. McMillan, okay. What is the, what's
Tell
the
Jay,
website?
Yo. Cabot, Arkansas. We cover the entire state.
Cabot, all Arkansas.
All of Arkansas. Cabot. About 15 minutes outside of Little Rock.
Little Rock, yeah. Did you get that?
Look, I found McMillan. I found Cabot, Arkansas.
McMillan, Cabot.
Okay, so do you have a website?
You guys have a website?
No, sir, we don't have a website.
We don't need
okay,
one,
gotcha. Okay. No, but I found
a
link.
We run around and tell everybody about.
Right, exactly. We don't need a
come
website.
On, Jay.
Come on, we don't. Come on, Jay. We don't need a
Goofball.
Website. Yeah.
We don't okay. do that here.
So this is cool. All right. So McMillan Recovery. Now, do they do auto transport or just recovery?
I'm trying to rope them into doing auto transport, aren't I? Isn't that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
I want you guys to do auto transport.
He's going to try to find me a lot in Northwest Arkansas around Fayetteville.
Yeah, they need a lot. So you've got my number. You call me and I'll.
Yes, sir.
I can even meet you down there.
Okay.
If you want. Next, whenever. Not next week. Maybe next week.
Okay. But next week we won't be around, but the week after that we will be.
We're doing business live, Jay.
Oh, of course. We're always doing business live. Hey, what's the matter with you?
Come on. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Nice.
Here it is, right here. Right here. Remember I was telling you about Miriam?
Miriam.
See,
Miriam.
Right.
Oh, hi, from Harding's Brooks. How are you?
No. Location no. Services.
Oh, location services. Get out of here.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Awesome. All right.
Here.
Awesome. Yeah.
To Jay.
Awesome.
I'm going to let her talk to you. Hang on.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Okay. Right. Put that in your ear.
Awesome.
And then hold this. No. Hold that. Yeah. Hold that. You got that? Can you see yourself?
I can see myself.
Okay. Mic check. 1, 2, 3. Hey, how are
you
doing?
Hi. Good.
Right.
How are
good.
You?
I'm good. Yeah. Okay. So awesome. So you're here with Location Services. Did you know that Jose helped Ty get to Repo Summit? We are at Repo Summit.
I just learned that recently. Because I've seen of, that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jose's great people.
Jose is great people. And so, all right. So you're at the booth. So
yes.
Let's say I just walked up and don't know anything. Please tell me more about you and Location Services, please.
Sure. So we will be here. We have our 9-4 services up here. We've got our nationwide recovery network. We have about 470 agents across the country repossessing cars for us. They're all risk certified, right? We also have a dedicated skip team. We skip any account for any client at any lifetime. During duration of that assignment at any time. We also have a dedicated impound team, very streamlined. Refund freeze for all our clients. So we save our clients time and money. And that actually also helps the agent save them from headaches, right? Trying to wait on the money, whatnot, going back and forth. So that's a great thing. We also cut keys. We like to give our agents the opportunity to cut the keys. So usually they're our go-tos. If you're any agent that cuts keys, we're going to, you know, go to you for that business. And then once we're done recovering your car, we will remarket it, transport it, remarket it. We'll do the titles on the cars for you. Complete title service.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
The title thing, though.
It's a big
really
deal.
That's a
it's
huge
a big show. Deal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did some homework on you. I did some background.
Yeah.
You've only been here about a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I just started in September.
You should probably tell everybody where you came from. What you did. Wait till you find this out.
So I initially came from RISC. RISC is a compliance.
Got to spell it.
RISC.
All right.
So we administer vetting for the forwarders and the lenders out there, and we assist the agents in maintaining their compliance. It's really funny because Location Services at one point was a client of mine before I actually worked for them. So yeah, that's great stuff.
That
lots
is
of vetting,
awesome.
Lots so of education.
You have a deep knowledge base of this compliance and vetting, and this is where all of the services that location services offer, they touch upon one another. I mean, that's why there's 9 services. This is an end-to-end solution, right?
Yep.
Even the title piece, that not a lot of companies do the titling. That's a lot of work.
We have Jennifer Perry. She's referred to as the title queen. She knows all her ins and outs. She does one-stage solutions for the clients. She'll get that title flipped for you within 7 days if she can. She's awesome.
And that is amazing because that is a swamp. Talk about draining a swamp. Right?
Yeah.
Titling is a swamp. So, and she is the title queen. We talked to her live, and I mean, she blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
She
blows my mind. I listen to her talk, and I'm like, girl, I don't know what you're doing. That's a lot of paperwork.
Exactly. She cuts through red tape. I see the ad right now. Yeah. So,
we also have LSLPR.
Keep going. Yeah.
We're partnered with Insight LPR. They're our license plate technology provider.
Yeah.
We hot list all our assignments for all our clients. So everything's hot list. We stage for our clients. It's awesome. It's really unique. It's a different model. We don't share our agents' data with any of their competitors. We don't sell the data either to the clients. So, the agents kind of feel secure with their stuff, with their data.
Right. Well, it's interesting because we just did a show on cybersecurity and data.
Yeah.
And as we move forward, data is just going to become a bigger topic. Customers are going to ask, and you got to have a good answer.
Yeah.
You can't be like, yeah, you're right. Like, we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to know how you're protecting that data.
You're going to have to know. Yeah.
LPR is a hot topic right now. So,
LPR. Yeah, it is a hot topic. I got to see it. That's what I'm telling you. That's crazy. With that.
Yeah.
Unreal.
For sure. Okay. For sure.
All right. Well, that's it.
It was
awesome.
Great.
Great job.
Thanks,
awesome.
Jay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Awesome. That was awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is great. This is great stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was
very
really good. Fantastic.
Hold on just a second. I got to get plugged back in.
Yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Station identification. This is Cars on the Move. It's Friday. It's ATI. And Ty is live at Repo Summit, NARS 2023. We'll do a few more minutes, but we're pretty much going to wrap it up soon.
Oh, we got to go look at the tow truck real quick. Maybe get a tow truck demo kind of a thing.
Oh, that's great. Okay, then hang on for another segment. Tow truck demo, maybe something or other. All right, cool. So take it away, Ty.
Remember Chris, our friend that we just met out there?
Yeah.
See that race car?
Yeah.
That's his race car he's talking about.
He brought that
down
from North
Dakota.
Drive it. Wow.
Yeah, you might as well. Okay, here we go. See? Are you looking at that?
Yeah. Would you look at it?
Look at this.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So these come out. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So the tire sits here.
Yeah.
Like a clip.
Yeah, right. A clip. Like, I've seen it.
You have? So what's really neat is they have inside here, it's a remote control.
Right.
Is it all right?
Right.
Doesn't this have a remote? Is this your truck?
Yes.
Is it got to run on a remote? Like a remote?
Yeah, but they took the keys away.
What's your name?
Andy.
Oh, you look familiar. I'm sorry. Okay. So what'd you say?
I'm Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Do you sell these?
No, he does down there, though. That's Silver Truck.
Okay.
So it's Miller Industries.
Miller, I know Miller.
Yeah.
It's my first car hauler trailer I ever bought.
Cool.
Back in the day, 2000.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So you do recovery work?
Yeah.
And why are you here with your truck?
Who are you?
I'm the YouTube transport guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We're with Joel, and Vaughn's been on our show.
Awesome.
Brianna Cox.
Awesome.
Harding Brook, they're friends of ours, location service friends of ours. So we came from transportation and ended up here this is my bad.
I'll grab a second.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, we were just trying to promote the industry because what we found on our show was that the repo guys don't like the transport guys and the transport guys don't like the repo guys. So there's always tension.
Yeah.
So we had them on the show and we're kind of getting along now.
Well, yeah, that's good. That's good.
I think
that's awesome.
I like it. All right, well, nice to meet you.
You too, man. Good to meet you.
What was your name?
Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Awesome.
That's Kevin, and it's so Kevin. Let's go see if the Miller guy will show us.
Oh, okay, cool.
The Miller guy's got a big Dodge Ram.
There's a lot happening there.
Hi, James Cargo.
James, nice to meet
your
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, thank you.
Did you hear
awesome.
That live?
I know. Right on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You watch it. Don't tell Jake. So you watch ATI.
That's good. Oh. Every time I jump on, I get involved with that. Okay.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Good. Thank you. We appreciate that. It means a lot to us.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead and promote your company and your name. Tell us
company.
Resolution Management Group. We're a
Resolution
we're small,
Management Group.
Small forwarder.
Small forwarder.
And very pro-age.
Very pro-age.
Yep. Okay. We work with is all these great people that are here with us. We try to do our best to stand behind them and support them with all their agendas and everything they're going after. We want to be part of that solution.
I think that's important.
Okay, good. It sounds like a future guest. Right?
Oh, man. You just got an invitation to
future
come on
guest?
The show.
Okay. Well, yeah, Vaughn had told me that he'd reached out to you guys and he wanted me to speak with you, John.
That would be awesome.
I want to make sure that I made myself known to you.
Thank you.
How are you enjoying Florida?
A little muggy, but it's beautiful. Yeah. Fantastic. And this honestly is really nice.
Oh, it's a great.
Everybody's so
great.
Friendly.
Oh, absolutely.
It's crazy.
We're just taking in the vibes.
Yeah. Some nice vibes, John.
Absolutely.
I like the vibes. Well, thank you for stopping me.
Absolutely.
Jay will get a hold of you.
Sounds awesome. Good.
You got name and email and everything?
Say it again. Yeah, get his card. Yeah, perfect.
You got a card. Perfect.
Love the cards. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you.
Rock and
is
roll.
Is this guy still around? Does anybody know? Miller guy? Wow, look at that. Miller truck. I think he might be hiding over here.
Yeah, anytime anybody has a card, that is awesome.
Grab a card, yeah.
Grab a card. Give a card, grab a card.
Sorry to interrupt you. Is this
take a penny, leave
the
a penny.
Guy? Okay.
No.
Thank you. I don't know where the Miller guy went.
All right.
Anyway,
that's all good.
That's good. I think we can call it.
Yeah, I mean, we touched upon it. We got, you know, we got a flavor.
We got location,
we saw the
services,
big room. We saw the expo hall. Work. Talked to some folks. Learned the agenda. We've been pumping it. We had we learned stuff Tuesday night. You got a chance to talk to the guys before your panel. You're going to be live in like 2 hours, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to
awesome.
Be an interesting conversation. I went ahead and told Nigel, went ahead and told him about the transport access.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, well, what do you think the panel's going to be about? What do you think you guys are going to talk about?
It's going to be about how did we get here? What's here? What's the problem, right? So, where the problem is we've got a transport driver shortage. Not, I don't know if it's a driver, but we're missing transport guys. Where are they?
Yeah, this is what I was going to say earlier. Okay, yes. So I'm going to spin a yarn. Ready?
Yeah, do it.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'm last night I'm going to buy a couple things and for the Easter holiday. This is actually a true story. I was going to buy some flowers. For Easter, okay?
Yeah.
So I go to the grocery store. I'm gonna check out and buying flowers.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, the flowers have barcodes, and I'm at the self checkout, and I'm scanning and the whatnot. I'm good. I'm checking out. I'm done. And I'm standing there, but the machine says approval needed. And the light's on, and it's like 9 after. There's not many workers. And I'm stuck in self-checkout because approval is needed. The light's flashing and the screen's flashing. It's taking photos. They're sending it to, you know, investigation services. Approval's needed. Approval's needed. And I'm standing
and
there and I'm looking around.
Face, yeah.
Yeah. Keep and going. I'm looking around. I'm like, you know, hey, I am Mr. Approval's Needed. And there's another lady. She's stuck in approval's needed. And now chaos is erupting. And I'm thinking, this is where we are. This is where you are. Approval's needed. Things we're all ready to go, but approval is needed.
Great, I love it.
Right,
it's perfect. Yeah,
and it's not that the money's not there. It the problem is approval is needed. How do we get past approval is needed?
I may have to use that on
right?
stage today.
You should, because
that's awesome.
if we could just get approval, we can get these things done.
Oh, well, sometime maybe when I get back from this conference,
approval
I'll have to tell
needed.
You a couple of things. I got some approval needed for you.
Approval is needed.
You know what if you need anything, just call Ty, right? Yeah. 417-432-7764. Thanks again, Location Services.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Resolutions.
Location Services. I'm so glad you get to catch up with, what was her name again? Was it Michelle?
Diana?
No. Location Services.
Miriam.
Miriam. Hey, will you, does she have a card? Will you see if, because I want her email address and stuff. I want to put her on the email blast. I want to get in touch, you know, because we're not done promoting Location Services. So do me a favor, get me Miriam's card.
She anybody watches else's our show.
Card. And, oh, and that North Dakota guy, I want his card.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you I want the, and Eric, the Investigation Services guy. Anyways.
Yeah, Eric.
Great. This was a great segment. We met a lot of people. This was really cool. I love doing these live on location segments. So thanks for the travel and the, and you, you know, pulling it off. Good job.
No, thank you. Thank you, Location Service. It's worth it.
Big round of applause for Ty Thompson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, man. All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Keep me posted, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. We're back to camera one. Yeah, that's what we do. It's Cars on the Move. It's live on ATI. And we don't worry about the views anymore. Because go figure. I mean, show after show, we're on location. People are like, yeah, I watch your show. And I'm thinking, well, where are the views? Ah, who cares? I don't know where the views are. It doesn't matter. People are watching. I don't know. I don't know how and I don't know where. On secret devices, in secret places, so that the views don't count. I don't know what it is. This is ATI Auto Business. And in fact, I'll just say this too, as I wrap this out. I got an email from somebody that was watching the show, and they're a driver. The driver's watching the show. Spinning another yarn here. Driver's watching the show, and a broker is like, you know, all over this guy. What's your ETA? Where are you? So I think he's talking into his phone and just paragraphs of, listen, I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be a problem. I watch ATI. We're all part of an ecosystem. And, you know, I'm doing the best I can. And I don't want to, you know, a crash and all this stuff. And I'm just, and the broker was finally, you know, what it was is, what do they call that when you talk somebody to death? It's a legal term. Congress does this all the time. I can't think of what it's called. But anyways, he word saladed this broker to death, where the broker's like, fine, fine, just be safe. That's what we do here. We're drawing attention in a humorous way to the truth. And so if you want to be a part of it, and if you have some truth to share, and some empathy to give, this is your channel. It's ATI Auto Business. My name is Jay. Please let us know how we can help you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Put it in the comments below. Join us Tuesday with Rapid Recon. We got other shows next week. We'll be here. Look us up. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Easter. Get some flowers. It's Easter. Spring is here. Take care, everybody. Peace out. Thanks.